from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
It's another first. It's another first day of football off Labor Day weekend. First time where the games are this week. And first Ross Tucker. That's big.
Huge.
Let me see if I nail this on my first take. On the Western Hotline, Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Ross, hi.
That was awesome, Mike. Mayo, we have a great segment right now.
You got to hang on to the end when I get to do it, Ross. I'm going to need your review on how I do it.
I read what was written. I just will say that, you know, to anybody who's questioning me, I read what was written.
Can I just say one thing, and this is all sincerity? I am a big fan of puns or play on words. I'm a big fan of dad jokes. And in fact, anybody that watches the Bills on CBS on Sunday will probably hear at least one or two of those. And I'll say this. I'll give Hellman's Mayonnaise a lot of credit. People are never going to forget this segment. They're not going to forget. First of all, not just because I'm on, but now, like right now, they're just thinking about the Mayo game day. It's amazing.
I got this email. Ross, I got this email.
Advertising for people to remember.
Yeah, I got this email while I was on vacation last week. Saw it. And, I mean, 25 years or more now doing this, I had it memorized the first time I read it. Like, there are things, like, we used to talk to former Sabre Rob Ray every Sabre game day. And he had, like, 4 sponsors. And 3 seasons, I still had to read every one. I never memorized
resonate.
It. But may your game day be delicious. I'm ready to roll.
Yep.
Yeah, there's certain things that, like, you can't get out of your head, like the 1-877. Like, I'm not going to, I don't know if they're a sponsor, competitor, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that, like, even if you try to get it out of your head, you can't.
I referred earlier in the show to a friend of mine named Jake. What does Bulldog say? State Farm.
Jake from State Farm.
I mean, just they own a person's name now.
Right.
Terrible.
That's unbelievable.
Maybe good. Ross, did you just go to Hawaii for 2 days?
No. I flew out to Hawaii on Wednesday and got there in the afternoon. Thursday, went to Pearl Harbor and then met with the Hawaii players and coaches. Friday morning, I went to Hawaii's practice. Friday afternoon, I met with the UCLA players and coaches. Called the game on Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, 1:30 p.m. Hawaiian time. As soon as the game was over, I had a couple of Lagunitas in Honolulu Airport. Did the red eye to Denver. Did Denver to Dulles Airport so I could get close to my house in 2 flights. Got a car from Dulles Airport directly to my buddy's pig roast, where he had 4 kegs. I literally did a birdie bath in the airport bathroom, where I changed my undershirt, I put new deodorant on, sprayed too much cologne on, and brushed my teeth, and went right to the pig roast. You're not like this is not amateur hour.
No, no, this is a well-oiled machine is what this is. That's impressive.
There, imagine being on a 90-acre farm at your buddy's house in central Pennsylvania, and everybody there saw you, or not everybody there, but a number of people there saw you on TV the night before in Hawaii.
Right.
And now you're eating cheek meat and drinking a beer with them and their kids at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That is a...
this is why you guys have me on. Like, this is the type of things that legends are made of.
That is a big time flex. I just know, like, sort of out here going to Hawaii, which I did for the only time in my life 3 years ago, you know, can we get 11 days or whatever just to go so far?
Right.
And, you know, no, it wasn't 2 days, but it was four. It was a work trip. That's what happens sometimes, but I'm sure it was worth it.
No, I would never recommend going to Hawaii for that short of a time. And, you know, I have other stuff to do. I couldn't go on vacation. I wanted to get back to my family. So two interesting things about that. Number one, as a broadcaster, you get paid per game, right? So I wish every game I called was at Hershey Park from my house,
right?
Because you get like it's the same amount of money for 5 days versus 4 hours. You know, if I just drove to Hershey Park, called the Bills Cardinals at Hershey Park and drove back. Secondly, that was my fourth time to Hawaii. My first time to Hawaii was my honeymoon. And do you guys know who paid for the first class plane tickets each way?
Drew Bledsoe.
Nailed it, Mike. That was awesome.
All right.
You nailed it.
Yes.
2003, the lineman gift from Drew to the starting offensive line was two plane tickets anywhere you wanted to go. And it just so happened that I was engaged and then we were getting married. So, I don't know for sure if they were first class. I think somebody at the Bills might have told me someone to talk to at, like, the front desk or, the counter that was a Bills fan or whatever. I think the value that Drew gave us was $1,500, which was awesome. I don't know if that was enough for first class, but we got bumped up at least one of the ways, which was great.
Awesome. Good to have you back, Ross. We've got here comes week one, Bills and Cardinals, and you'll be on the broadcast for CBS on Sunday, I believe. What do you think here? So we've had a summer with the Bills where I think also nationally but locally some newer element of pessimism with Diggs and all the other guys who've left, now the Milano injury, versus a Cardinals team that seems more the opposite, where people are optimistic for a full season, a healthy Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison, of course, too. Not to say that makes them better than the Bills, but one team is kind of being hyped and another one seems to have its share of doubters.
Yeah, I think it's all relative, right? I think that people believe the Cardinals are going to be better than they were last year, and they are. It would be weird if they weren't. Year two of this regime, they've got some better players now. They've got Kyler Murray a year removed from that injury. He'll start the season. You know, last year it was like Josh Dobbs and these guys. So the Cardinals should be better than they were last year. So I think people are optimistic that they'll win at least a couple more games this year than they did last year. For the Bills, I don't know if you guys are looking at it this way, but on some level, and I think maybe we talked about this when we visit in the offseason, it does feel a little bit like the Buffalo Bills 2.0 under Sean McDermott and Josh Allen. You know, it just seems like a good chunk of the guys that, if you think about like the last 5 years, and we wrote down who we thought were like the top 10 core guys on the Bills during this extended playoff run they've had, It feels like a bunch of them, right? Poyer and Diggs and Morse, and I'm sure you guys could name another.
Hyde and Tre'Davious White, I think, would be on that list. Yeah, sure. They're all gone.
Hyde and Tre'Davious White, right. And then even just because of the injury, Milano.
Right.
Right? So, I mean, you're probably talking about seven of like the 12 guys that would be most associated with this era of Bills football. That's a lot. But, you know, I don't know. I think when I look at the Bills depth chart, somewhat similar to, I would say, the Dallas Cowboys, especially with the Milano injury, I think it's probably hard to look at it and say, well, they're definitely better this year than they were last year because of X, Y, or Z, right? Like, they're definitely better. Like, nobody's going to say they're better at receiver, right? I mean, maybe they're better at offensive line. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I think McGovern's a different player than Mitch Morse at center. And then defensively, I don't know that people would look at them and say that they're definitely better than they were last year. So I think that's maybe the reason for some pessimism. I guess I would say, you know, the last however many years, 3 or 4 years, the expectations for the Bills have been really, really high, and the optimism has been off the charts, and the end result has been basically the same. So maybe this is good. You know, maybe this is the other way to go. You know, yeah. I mean, nobody had high hopes for the Chiefs after they traded Tyreek Hill, right? My thought was, wow, well, they're trying to build this thing for the long term, and they don't want him around. They don't want to pay him that money, and we'll see what happens. Well, what happens is they won the next two Super Bowls. And I'm not saying that's what will happen with the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it is possible, right? It is possible. And I think what people forget at times is that last year, after Joe Brady took over, they were better offensively not throwing it to Diggs that much. I mean, they were. They were a better team. They were better offensively when they were not throwing it to number 14 as often. And I don't know why, you know, that was the case. But I think that part of it would have to be encouraging for Bills fans.
Yeah, you've also got with, you know, keeping with this idea that, you know, they're not as chic a pick as they've been other years here, you've got that they have fallen short. So even you get the roster point is certainly a sound point to make, and it's been talked about here for months here, as you can imagine on our show, Russ, all those players.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
That they lost, so that could push you, like someone from outside just looking, you know, forming independent opinions about the league for the year. Like, the Bills have also been in the spotlight, and Allen is somewhat of a, you know, he can be a polarizing player to some extent. I think a lot of that is just to get attention and hype and clicks and all that crap, but still, he's a talking point within the league and certainly has his detractors. But then you've also just got, we're bored. You know, you're supposed to be great. You can't close the deal. All right, just get out of here with them. Give me somebody new, right? And the roster turnover sort of helps you get to that. Like, I can certainly see if I were working in Cleveland or Detroit or Montana and thinking about the Buffalo Bills, be like, yeah, they lost a lot of guys and they haven't really gotten there. And maybe this is just like a fallback sort of, you know, just transition kind of year.
And I'll add, you know, Rodgers being there for the Jets, I think, is a major factor as well. And I guess the belief that, you know, it's going to be a tough division. I did my AFC predictions recently on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I had 3 of them making the playoffs. I think I had the Bills at 11-6 and both the Dolphins and the Jets at 10-7. But it could easily be different mm-hmm. than that. And, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if any of those three teams won the division. And so I think just seeing some national people and what they picked today, I think part of that exists too, right? Like, the Bills have been owning the division. They've been winning the division all these years. And there's two other good teams that a lot of people think are good teams and think are playoff teams. So it just seems like a pretty easy year. Hey, well, listen, this is the NFL. You know, there's changeover every year. There's different teams that make the playoffs and win divisions every year. AFC East is a good division to pick the Jets or the Dolphins.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with Ross Tucker on the Wes Herr Hotline. And while I'm thinking of it, I do want to mention that Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Not as wow, but good, right? Sure. I mean, just not...
solid, informative.
Right.
Complimentary.
Right. Longer.
Sure.
Longer.
Yeah.
So, Ross, you're going to be up here for Ravens Chiefs, apparently?
Yeah. So I don't know if people know this, but the way it works for NFL, it's actually a full additional day commitment more than college. College, you typically talk to the away team on a Zoom during the week, and then the day before the game, you watch the home team's practice and you meet with the home team. NFL, Friday morning, we'll meet with McDermott and go to the Bills practice and then meet with players and coaches after the practice. And then Saturday, you actually typically go to the away team's hotel and you meet with them there, and that's when you talk to the away team. So whereas college, it's, you know, basically a Friday-Saturday commitment. NFL is Friday-Saturday-Sunday. So I got to get up there Thursday night. And my friends from Labatt Blue Light and I talked. Said, listen, I got to be up there Thursday night anyway. And it's Ravens-Chiefs, which is a huge game for Bills fans, which I'm actually curious to know. I think I know, but I'll ask you guys and maybe the listeners. They can hit me up on social, at Ross Tucker NFL. I'm curious to know who they will be rooting for. So anyway, we're going to do a watch party where I'll be there from 7 o'clock till at least halftime. I don't know if I want to say that the whole game, and meeting as many Bills fans as I possibly can at Danny's South near the stadium in Orchard Park. They'll have all kinds of specials with food and Labatt Blue Lights. If you've ever wanted to either meet me or drink a beer with me, this is your opportunity. And if you've been listening to these segments every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on WGR the last couple of years, and you don't want to have a beer with me, what have you been doing? Like, what have you been listening to the whole time? Of course you want to have a beer with me, and you can do it. Thursday night, 7 to 9:30, Danny South, sponsored by Labatt Blue Light. Those are my guys.
It's actually near two stadiums now, almost. I mean, the new one is...
halfway done, I don't know.
Yeah, right. The new one's coming along, Ross.
Is it really halfway done?
I'm sorry, I should not have put any kind of a timeline on that. I know, it looks like a stadium
right. That's
being built.
Right, when you look at it now,
When's that supposed to open, do they know?
The 26th season. So,
wow,
so this
amazing.
Is right. Two more seasons in the old Highmark.
And where is it? It's right across the street, like where Erie Community College.
Yes.
Used to be. Where is it?
Yep, exactly.
Right across Abbott Road. Yep.
So I have a question. What happened to the college that was there?
I think there's still a college there behind it.
They just bought the lot.
It's more in the parking lots. It's not, but the college is also being relocated. I'm not sure about the timeline on that, but they agreed to some sort of move, I think, last week or the week before. So
and refresh my memory about the covering of the stadium. What are we working with here?
There's a canopy and I think some percentage of the fans in the stadium will be covered, and like more than half, but there's, you know, a portion that will be subjected to the elements.
Also grass.
Precipitation.
But the field will be outside and subjected to the elements.
Yes. There's a similar to what I think there's a canopy like this in Miami, or at least
there
similar.
That is a game changer
yeah.
because of the sun and heat. It's an absolute game. Nobody wanted to go to the games down there until they did this. And, you know, 75% or more of the people are now in shade. It was, like, devastating. Obviously, Buffalo is a different scenario, which is interesting, by the way, because I would think, like, in Buffalo, in later in September, certainly October, you still kind of want the sun, right? Like, you want that sun as long as you can for a Sunday 1 o'clock game, mm-hmm. so it's not colder.
Hey, Sunday is high of 61. From going to games at the stadium on early season Sundays, put me on the visitor side where I would get the sun, but it can get really hot, too. I don't know about hot if it's going to be 61.
Mike, this Sunday is a high of 61?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Because I used to remember 2003 when we beat the Patriots 31-0, 2004 when we totally blew it against the Jaguars, and that ended up being the reason why we didn't make the playoffs. The weather was spectacular both of those Sundays, and I feel like the home opener in Buffalo early September is like a holiday.
Summer,
you know,
day.
It's almost like the unofficial end of summer. It's like the last weekend that's like that. I'm surprised and I guess disappointed for Bills fans. I mean, 61 is fine, but you know, that it's not more like in the 70s. Wow, I'm going from Honolulu felt like 95.
The pig roast.
The 50s in Buffalo. Interesting.
With the birdie bath, which is not an expression I've ever heard before today. The birdie bath.
The birdie bath.
I've done it.
You never heard of that?
I've done it.
Yeah,
I've never called it anything.
I've never heard of it as a bird bath. It makes sense.
Yeah, I like it.
There's other terms I've heard over the years.
Sure. Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yep.
Yeah, those are not appropriate terms in 2024.
We'll go with birdie bath. It's just fine.
Totally works. Yeah.
Ross, so excited to have you back in our lineup, and I'm guessing it'll be a great few days for you up here. At least I hope so.
Oh, I can't wait. Are you kidding me? I'm wings and beer Thursday night, meeting as many of you guys as possible. I'm assuming both of you will be there. There's no way either one of you guys have anything better going on. So I will see both of you guys at Danny's South Orchard Park near the stadium Thursday night. It's going to be fun. I mean, look, I mean, oh, you didn't answer my question. Who are people rooting for?
It's got to be Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know? With
somebody replied to me and said they're rooting for a tie, which is actually probably the correct answer.
Maybe, yeah.
For seeding purposes, sure. You probably want a tie.
I guess.
That's a hard thing to pull off.
It's a hard thing to root for, but yeah, I hear you. That's probably the best answer.
I mean, it really, the playoff results of the two teams means everything. Just Kansas City, what they've done, even against the Ravens, and then the Ravens having fallen flat. I bet most Bills fans wouldn't mind a playoff game with Baltimore, but Kansas City, yikes. I mean, it's 3 out of 4 years, so yeah, that's going to be the majority, I would say. Maybe that's every fan base. Right? Maybe that's every fan base.
Everybody right now wants the Chiefs to lose for a lot of different reasons. And, you know, knowing how close these playoff games are and how often it could go the other way with one play or two, it makes what they've done the last 4 years, in particular the last 2 years, all the more impressive. Because, like, we could each look at games, you know, the Bills game, the Ravens game, the Niners, certainly in Super Bowl, and, like, one or two plays go the other way and they lose the game. But they didn't. Kind of like the Niners against the Packers and Lions. There's like five plays in both those games where the Niners probably should have lost the game, but they didn't. It's just that's playoff football.
Yep.
And for whatever reason, there are certain teams. It's why I do believe in quarterbacks, you know, one loss percentage. You know, there are certain quarterbacks that seemingly very often, if not always, like Mahomes, rise to the occasion in those moments. And then there's others, I would say, probably like Lamar Jackson, that don't seem to rise to the occasion in those moments.
It does change over the years, but that is definitely where we're at. Ross, thank you. Enjoy your trip up, and maybe we will see you in a couple nights.
That'd be awesome. See you guys.
All right, there you go. There's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Ross Tucker, Insider Calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious, and in part by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
We ended up talking Bills Chiefs last hour a little bit too. If you have a thought, 803-0550, or on Sunday's game, anything as we get going here this year, now's good. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.